NHL considers not sending players to Beijing's genocide games over coronavirus fears. By Warner Todd Houston on December 20, 2021. On the heels of its decision to postpone many of its games through December, the NHL is also now contemplating withdrawing its players from the Beijing Olympics, all because of its concerns over the coronavirus. The National Hockey League had intended to take a three-week break in February to make room to send its players to Beijing for China's Genocide Olympics. Still, after delaying as many as 40 games this year over fears about the coronavirus, the make-up games have put the Olympics in doubt. The league said that it would likely make a final decision in the coming week as to whether it will participate in the international games scheduled to run from February 4 through February 20 next year. Vancouver, BC, April 18, a man walks past a COVID-19 warning sign after entering Rogers Arena prior to NHL hockey action between the Vancouver Canucks and the Toronto Maple Leafs on April 17, 2021 in Vancouver, Canada. Photo by Rich Lamb / Getty Images. Given the disruption to the NHL's regular season schedule caused by recent COVID-related events and the continued uncertainty caused by the ongoing COVID pandemic, the NHL and LPA are actively discussing the matter of NHL player participation in the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing, China, and expect to be in a position to announce a final determination in the coming days, the league said on Sunday according to the AFP. Cross-border games for the Nashville Predators, Calgary Flames, Colorado Avalanche, Florida Panthers, Boston Bruins, Detroit Red Wings, and Toronto Maple Leafs have been shut down through this month due to the virus. The league, though, said that shutting the whole league down is not an option. Winnipeg, MB, June 2, fans arrive at the stadium to attend the Winnipeg Jets versus the Montreal Canadiens in Game 1 of the second round of the 2021 Stanley Cup playoffs on June 2, 2021 at Bell MTS Place in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Photo by David Luknowski / Getty Images. Although there has been a recent increase in positive COVID test results among players, coaches and hockey staff, there have been a low number of positive cases that have resulted in concerning symptoms or serious illness. Therefore, the LPA's and NHL's medical experts have determined that, with virtually all players and club hockey staff fully vaccinated, the need to temporarily shut down individual teams should continue to be made on a case-by-case basis, the NHL said in its statement. The NHL claims that it is 100% vaccinated for the virus. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.